You know, he's been a great mentor and a great friend. I think the weight of the Lord, you know, definitely used him in so many different aspects of my life. But one of the main aspects, I think, is because I had the opportunity to travel to other nations with him, and now we're doing that ourselves. You know, you begin to understand that that there is the gospel of Jesus Christ that is unchanged and time-tested throughout all of history and is the main mission of what we do. But then we also understand it. If you don't travel outside of this country, you don't realize that there's an American gospel and there's a European gospel and there's a problem with those things. So ultimately, what we begin to find is that what I saw with him is that the gospel, the uncompromised truth of God being preached, works in every culture, every language, every age group, every ethnicity, every background. But when we add our own thing to it, that's when we get in trouble. And so what I saw is someone who, you know, is in relationship with the Lord, who carried the gospel faithfully, and because of it, the Lord sent him to over 100 nations, and I didn't get a chance to go to all of those with him. But the places that I did see, I also saw in him that was private worship being made public. And I think for all of us who are worship leaders or do what we do, if it's not private thing being made public, eventually it's going to be found out. It's not going to have staying power or longevity, and that's someone who's lived in longevity.
Tell us about the Gathering Place Worship Center and Pastor Sam Hinn and your relationship with that church.
You know, God really used that church tremendously to be a blessing in my life at a season where I was questioning some things, and really serving as worship pastor there was an absolute joy. We're in full-time ministry now, but serving as worship pastor there was a joy, and just obviously one of the things that I used to say a lot and still hold true, if the ministry that we were doing at home wasn't effective, there was no reason to go on the road with it. And so, you know, ultimately it was a blessing to be in a house that honored the presence of God the way that they did. And I'll forever be grateful for the season that the Lord allowed me to be there.
Let's talk about a couple of songs on your project. Tell us about the song, Closer, Wrap Me in Your Arms.
You know, that's one of the only songs on the project that I didn't write. Actually, Michael Gunger, who was nominated for a Grammy this year for his project, he wrote the song Wrap Me in Your Arms. And I actually heard that being sung at a college or university, actually at Oral Roberts University. I didn't go there, but I happened to see them singing. And it was one of those things at the time. We did that at our church for quite some time, and you know, it was a heart cry for me, so I sing it like I wrote it, even though I didn't write it. And the Lord has used that song literally all over the world to really begin to draw people into an intimate place with him. And it's I'm still amazed at how the Lord used it. But it was really, it's one of those things where you hear it, you come home, and it's a part of your private worship for a long, long time, and then, you know, there comes a moment where you say, this is an opportunity for me to take the passion of my private worship and make it known public.
Give Us Your Heart. Tell us about that.
Give Us Your Heart actually happens to be my absolute favorite song on the project. I know I give myself away as a song that the Lord's using around the world, but Give Us Your Heart was the sum total of my entire year alone seeking God. You know, Darlene Check made a statement one time. Darlene Check from Hillsong Church made a statement one time that really gripped my life. And it was, it's impossible for you to call yourself a worshiper, get close to the heart of God, and your heart not begins to change for the things which are on his heart. And that really resonated with me. I sat with that for a while. I recognized that that's what the Lord was teaching me for a year. And over a four-day period, a four-day time of worship, a four-day time with the Lord, time alone with the Lord began to birth that in us, in me. And the interesting thing about it is, you know, we are selfish in nature. You know, human beings are selfish in nature, law, self-preservation, and everything else. And unless our heart changes and he gives us his heart. There are many things that are going on in the world that we would never care about. But the truth of the matter is most things in the world, most of the problems in the world would actually be eradicated if the people of God actually had compassion. And so I give myself away is actually a response to give us your heart. And so it's when the Lord speaks and we ask him to do that, that's when we say this is our response to that. This is how we move forward with this. We give ourselves away. So give us your heart is, if I had to say, if one person, if someone would say, what's the one song that would be your anthem? I know everyone would expect me to say I give myself away, but the truth is that the anthem that I really want people to get so that they could even understand the power of I give myself away is give us your heart.
As we worship live, why is this such a powerful project?
The only thing I can say is the sovereign favor of God, and it's what I like to tell people all the time. It was an encounter with God captured on CD. We had an encounter with God that night. We figured we'll figure out how to make a CD out of it later, and that's exactly what happened, and I believe that when people are hearing it, what they're hearing not only is my private worship being made public, but also the fact that God chose to manifest himself in such a way that invites other people into the experience.
Our guest, William McDowell, you know him from I Give Myself Away. William, more blessings to you. It has been a pleasure. Thank you for this valuable time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's William McDowell on Star 1310.